At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines, and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Winning for Life. Be winspired. And this is now the last one for a longer period, maybe even the real last one, because it's not sure if I will do another episode in the future on UK Health Radio again. At least I need a break. And I'm recording this from a cruise ship. I'm just cruising past Africa, and I hope the sound is okay. And cruising is somehow the topic. It's time to move on to something. That's for me as a presenter, I need to do something different. And maybe if I discovered a new level and everything is clear, maybe you will hear me again. Otherwise, you can follow me on Facebook or on YouTube. I will do more on YouTube, but not that format, the 40 minutes, and I will be more flexible with topics. So, what does it mean sometimes taking a sabbatical year and changing something? And there is the science about the chaos theory that if you go from one level of order to the next level of order, you need to go through the space, the room of, what do you call it, confusion. And this is partly also my topic. I'm going to a different level of understanding things, principles of the universe. And I need some time to adjust all these new, say, world view. And it's always a kind of trap if you commit to something and say, I deliver this and that, because then I do everything on the same level of order, if you go with the chaos theory, on the same frequency level. And I want to change my frequency level. And that's what is my purpose anyway, helping people, supporting people to see the world different, change their frequency, that they can live a totally different quality of life. But doing this, I need to move on. I had it in the past when I was consulting entrepreneurs, very successful people. And then suddenly they didn't come back to me. They said, "What is it? Are they betraying me? They go somewhere else. Why are they not nice to me?" So I triggered also a childhood pattern that was good to experience. But then I finally needed to realize that my clients who were developing their business, they're developing their persona, they are going on a different frequency, and I was just on the same level. So I got used to it, always changing what I call now my frequency, my life, my self. You know, we talked about subpersonalities and all those stuff, how we create a persona, but we are not the persona. So the more you're interested in really discovering your true self, the more changes you need to do. And on the other hand, it's just nature. You know, look at animals, they change their fur, snakes, the skin, at least 2 times a year. So that's also something I did for myself, that at least 2 times the year I go through wardrobe and give everything away what belongs to the old me, to the old persona. And it's not always easy for the next one. You create a vacuum if you just give it away what not belonging to you in the future. But especially if you didn't reach a new order, level of order, you don't know often, what will I wear then? What fits then? And if you see on Facebook, or if you go to my website, wolfensonbook.com, then you see also, I had a period I was wearing Indian clothes because I was more extremely in the spiritual teaching. Then you find also my millionaire spirit book. So what was this, the material stuff, and how do we combine it? It's not about this and that. Going really to a new level. And it's an ongoing story. And for thousands of years, they say, know their self. Really. And are you really interesting? And we talked a lot about it. Every day, every week, to question yourself, did I live my true self today, or just the subpersonality was running the show, the role I play? And with what do I identify myself? With my body, my role, my thoughts? And ideally, you don't identify yourself with a construct. It's a construct you made. You can be proud of it. You can say, oh, I use it. But it's like the driver. Don't identify yourself with the car. You are not the car, even if you like it. And maybe you use the car to be faster or more powerful than others, want to impress others, maybe. But ideally, you do it very consciously. Otherwise, you are the victim of this identification. And your true identity, this is what you should live. And if you're not doing it, you know, we talked about this also, the top five regrets of the dying. And number one is, I didn't live my true self. And as we don't know when we will die, I think the best is that we start living now our true self, authentic self. And that's what I need to just cover now again. Okay, I did this and that. I need a break to figure out what is my true self. Yeah, Wolfgang, you do it for 20 years of figuring it out. Yeah, but there's another layer, there's another layer, and there's another dimension, there's another dimension. It's a never-ending story. What do you believe? How many dimensions are there? Now we're talking a lot about, oh, people living on the 3D level, three-dimensional level, and here comes the fourth and the fifth. I know somewhere there are very Spiritual, I don't like the word spirit in this way. Spiritual, yeah, in spirit is good, like inspiration, be in spirit. But in the end, for me, everything is just physics, the law of the universe. And how many dimensions are there? I would say 12 at least, or 18, because I know people who said 13, I can see 13 or 18. Well, and maybe if everything in the universe is limitless, so maybe there are millions, trillions of dimensions. And why being stuck just in what we see? And what we see, we know, is depending on our paradigms. We know it all that we, with our eyes, can see just a part of the spectrum of light. We hear only a part of the sound. There is so much more. But we easily go on the track, only this is real. And this is not working. This can't, we can't finance and everything. It is just the old little paradigm. Something about what people say, mindset. Because next Saturday, I give a webinar in my network about topic is mindset, but mindset is something totally different for me than for most people. Like I always, Wolfgang's view is different than, let's say, the majority. And if I go with the Pareto principle, the 20-80 rules, and I suggested it already in my book, Millionaire Spirit. Don't go with the 80% because 80% are average or below. Then you have the 20%, the 80%. So you're better on the side of the 20%. But in the 20%, if you take 20 and 80, then you have, make it simple, 4, 16, 80%. And ideally, you want to have all the consultants and want to be around the 4%ers. But most people are stuck because they live with people who have the same problems. And the problem, and then you manifest just the problems. And the 4%ers are often not only more successful, but they are more thriving. They want to change something, then they want to be better. And if you do the 20-80 on the 4%, then you have 0.8 and 3.2. So the more you go there, where just the 1%ers are, and guess what? The easier it is, because the frequency of them just make everything easier. It's like, you know, if you compare the drop, the law of thermodynamics, if you have a drop of cold water and put it in hot water, boom, the cold drop is hot. So if you know where you want to go, you need, and that's the main task, figure out where are the 4%ers, what are the 4%ers, what are the criteria I want to accomplish, where do I find those criteria, and go for that. And it goes fast then if you change the frequency. And that's why mindset, if you go with the word set, is often fixed. It's a fixed mind. And if you grow older, then you see more people get more stubborn, 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 more fixated because they believe the world should fit their paradigms, their worldview. And some others getting older and understanding, oh, you shouldn't be so stubborn and think everything is fixed. Then suddenly here comes wisdom. And that is so important also. Some people say stupid people do the same mistake all over. They don't learn out of their mistakes. Clever people learn out of their mistakes. But wise people learn out of the mistakes of others. But then you need to be open and ready to identify with the next what you want and not with your sub-personality and your old fixed mindset. I thought for this episode, what I will share next Saturday could be very interesting in general for you, but also a very interesting topic for this special goodbye session. So before we go into that, let's have a break.
The station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Some people say mindset is everything. Some say 95% is mindset and 5% is strategy to be really successful. And I believe that's bullshit. First of all, mind. What is a mindset? And people think, oh, it's your beliefs, it's what you have in your head. And it's just focus on the 3D level. Only on the 3D level, and then brain, and there, most of the time, left brain. And left brain is already a huge limitation. A huge limitation, because a left brain thinks linear. And if you think linear, there are no quantum leaps possible, no spontaneous healing possible. There you can't have abundance because it's always limited. And you see only a few things, only what really is now on your mind. But if you go with feeling, or what we say in the real meditation, if you stop thinking, not giving your thoughts a priority, so I just and then we know, we heard it a couple of times, the whole system can get millions of impulses. The brain is made to limit us and to learn to focus on something, but it shouldn't dominate. It's the same with all the tools, the money, and the brain. The brain should be the servant. Servant simply said, to the heart, what we do, they say, but no, you are more than your body. You are more than your thoughts. You are, let's say, this a spiritual being in the immaterial world, your consciousness. But on a 3D level, we need to limit it. If you want to do something on a 3D level, okay, you need to learn to limit and focus. And therefore, the brain helps to somehow forget, and the left brain says, no access to this at the moment. So some people in this way, in a simple way, they're right. that if you have a special mindset, a limitation, then you can focus in this area better. That's true. But if this is the best way, and this is, if you go with the Bible, it says, where the will, there is a way. Well, with willpower, you make everything happen. With mindset, you can get it done. Well, that is a lower level of consciousness, because it says belief can move mountains. And belief is something different than using just a left brain. Believing goes out of the brain. You should have the thought, maybe, that you're allowed to leave, believe, not using the left brain, but this goes so much more in the feeling. From our brain, it's very simple. If you look down and look up, then you can already feel a difference. The body acts so much more with feelings and with chemistry. You need to have a special chemistry to have special emotions. So if you created a persona, you created also the chemistry for this persona. And if you just change a thought, nothing changes. Law of attraction is actually the law of vibration, is about your frequency, not your mindset. If you have a mindset but not changing the chemistry, you will not go far. That's why I'm saying mindset is one thing. It's good to know and know yourself, what you're thinking, what are your beliefs, what you have really, I call it core beliefs, how you see the world. But then the rest is so much more cell set, the inner body. And we will come to this more. We can start with the classical mindset thing and start to think in question. For example, there's nearly everybody uses the word time management. How you manage time? It's not possible. You can manage activities. You get the 24 hours, but what are you doing in the 24 hours? That's what you can manage, but you don't manage the 24 hours. Let's say God, universe is giving doses, and you can't manage that. It's impossible. I love the word natural health revolution, especially also when we talk here on UK Health Radio on health and the natural health. Is it natural health or artificial health, or what is it? And there's not a health revolution, because the revolution is in the health system, the so-called economic system, but not health itself. Health is something different. But it's the same with my standard word, problem. Pro is positive, but most people put a different frequency on it. And in the end, everything in the universe is frequency. Mindset, be careful. It's set, is fixed, and you're not flexible. And the best is, if you go then to another, like believe in, and if you say your will is important, that means just the universe has laws and they are important. And I don't want to run against the wall all the time with my thinking, because most people who are good in thinking and mindset are not happy, not healthy, and not wealthy. So, what is it really? What you can do, or better be, because a human being is not so much of doing, to be connected with a higher self, with your true self, or we call with spiritual guides, or what you call it, and then, or trust in God, trust in the process, or whatever it is, and every day get guidance. Our idea, what we need to do for that is make a decision, first of all, to be clear who you really are and who you want to be on a 3D level. What you want to have for impact on the 3D level. Well, that's what you need to feel, even if I said now just think. You need to have a clear vision. Like you always said, if you know your purpose, why are you here? What is your true nature? What is your authentic self? That is one thing. Every seed, the tree or bushes or whatever, it's a seed, knows what's in it, doesn't mean the plant can come out. So it's the idea that you, the purpose, is the seed, and then create the vision. What if, let's say, oak tree, oak seed, out of the seed, I see, there should come out this super big tree. This is the only thing what we need to feel and somehow see in our vision in the immaterial world, in the invisible world. There we need to see and just see. Wow. And you have no clue how that will be. And it's so different than those people think on a 3D level. Just imagine the seed. It's so little and nothing is really in. And you plant it in the ground and then it gets some minerals in, some energy in or whatever. You can water it and everything. And one day it's a big, big, big tree, a lot of weight. Do you believe that the tree with all the weight could be there only because there was enough weight, kilos, going in the seed and coming out on the other side to build the tree? No. Materializing functions different. I guess it's the same with babies. You feed them, they're a little small, but then one day there is a person 100 kilos. Is it because they put kilos in that the kids are growing? I don't think so. You should wait. They poop a lot. The kilos come out again, what you put in. It's different how material is coming visible. Can you trust the process? Can you understand there are different dimensions and that you are not limited as a being on the 3D level, but you can decide, I'm disconnected and I see only, my subpersonality sees only the 3D level, and it's very hard. Like those falling out of paradise, being disconnected, they need to work hard. They need to sweat. We're living on the level of duality. There is darkness, there's light, there's cold, there's hard. There, someone is poor, and they're rich people. So if you want to have something, like if it's too dark, you want light, focus on light. If it's too cold, focus on making temperature. Never deal with what you don't want. If you want more abundance, more love in your life, or you know, more money in your life, you need to turn your back to hatred or turn your back to poorness. And you're not allowed to turn around again. Give all the energy. And I don't believe that it's a simple mindset thing. I believe it's a decision, focus, and what's in you that you feel I'm allowed to look only in one direction. I can handle the feeling not looking in my back. From the Bible, there was this woman, or let's say it was Lot's wife, when they left Jericho, they said, don't turn back. But she did. And then it was a pillar of salt. It's a symbol. You need to focus on what you really, really want. And that's your focus with all your energy, with your heart. And it's so much more than mindset. If it's only the mindset, it will not work. It's your being that accepts full, the abundance, the health, the wealth, and not looking back. You need to deal maybe with invoices. You need to deal maybe with sickness or cancer or whatever. But you don't give any energy. And you be very careful to say, I have cancer, I am poor. No, your bank account has maybe no money. Your body has some virus, not you. You are not your body. But if you say, I am poor, you're manifesting the poorness. So even if your bank account is empty, it doesn't matter, because the outside will always adjust to the inside. That's why the lotto winner loses the money, and those who have at the moment no money, the millionaire mind in this one is saying, says, get it. If you are a millionaire, you always will get money back, because the outside will always adjust. That's why Bob Proctor always said, you're born rich, maybe just at the moment a little bit short of money. But if you're rich, you are rich. The universe conspires. They call it synchronicity. If you are on the right frequency, there the things are happening. It is so much more important what is inside of you. What is the real intention? The deeper intention, and that has something to do with your heart or gut feelings or whatever you call it, and not with the mindset. You can have the mindset, I am rich, but inside, wherever it comes from the childhood, or it's not your purpose, says no, and then you don't get it. You can think whatever you want. You don't get what you think, you get what you are. So you need to focus on your being. And here we come again, let's say more self-set, because you are not a thought, you are so much more. The brain, the mind is a limiting factor. The main thing is be free. Don't limit yourself. Allow yourself what you really, really want. And what you really, really want, sometimes just asking yourself and take the time, why did I incarnate? Why did I do it? Why am I here? Not to just have an alarm clock in the morning, rush to work. You get time every day, and you have to fill it with your priorities, and ideally with the highest priorities. And that's easier if you're in connection with your higher self, with your authentic self. Because higher priorities, if you want this weekend, comes from your higher self. So what is in my best interest? What is in my highest interest? And that is not possible to get from your left brain. Brain is a limiting factor. So the mindset, even success, so-called success mindset, millionaire mindset or whatever, can be really something against your highest interest. So you don't need to think so much. You need to feel and be aware and get the inspiration, listening to your inner voice, but not just what the classical gut feeling is, oh, I like it or I don't like it. No, what is this? And therefore you meditate to be clearer. What is my thought? What is noise? And what is my connection to the higher self? And then it comes again to trust. And those people who trust and live with their higher self in connection, they get an information and go, even if they don't understand it yet. But they figure it out. And then that's what they call also learning by doing and exploring it. I'm on a cruise. And it's so interesting. It's quite a big ship. My cabin is on floor 14. Thousands of people can be here on board. Isn't it interesting? A little stone, you throw a little stone in the water and it's drowning, it's gone. You don't see it anymore. And such a big ship with all the people is floating. We're cruising. What is the difference? The difference is understanding the laws. There are laws why the ship needs to be built like this, and the little stone doesn't have the right form. So even if it's less weight, goes underwater. Would you train now the stone? You need to have a different mindset. No, you need to understand the laws. You need to be aware, learn the laws, and live with the laws. Then it's easy to build a ship. And if you understood it, and then you know how to build a ship, then your brain can kick in and say, how can we focus better, select more data on the 3D level, what's working, and make the ship better. You need to understand the laws first. Let's take another break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I said it a couple of times, and you know, I guess I was friends with Bob Proctor. He adopted me somehow, and for over 20 years, we exchanged a lot of thoughts, and he gave me, because I was in Germany, stuff like the book, Working with the Law. I translated it into German, and his Goal Achiever program. I translated it to German and spoke it at that time, so we made a CD program. And this Goal Achiever is very important. So he starts thinking what you want, da, da, da. And then he says, make a meditation and go through as you would live it already. Just, it's more in the feeling part now. And afterwards, he says, after this meditation, after feel if there came up a new idea or something what you should adjust. So just in a little sentence, because I was talking to a lot of left-brainers, but in a little sentence, he says, the real truth comes from your, let's call it, intuition, from your inner voice. And you should learn so much more. And in another part in the program, he says this very, very, very clearly, forget your brain. When he said, you wish something, you have a goal. You don't need to justify it, not for other people. For sure. Don't think about what other people think, and that's not your business. You don't need to justify what you really want, even not for yourself. You just feel it. If it comes through you, if it comes from your higher self, then it's a job to go for it. Otherwise, you wouldn't get that. And maybe you're the only one on planet Earth who is getting it because you're unique. And maybe you are the only one who has the task to live that. And the moment you deal with other people do and adjust to other people, you're suicide. You're not living up to what you should live. But at this point, most people are not doing it. Most people are disconnected because in the childhood here, the parents, the system says, no, that's not good. They program your brain And you start believing your thoughts, unfortunately, because they tell you you are. So when you believe I am my thoughts, I am my emotions, then you're in a super trap. If you identify yourself with thoughts, or let's say in the end with a sub-personality, use identify yourself with a survival strategy. Because something in your childhood was not really okay with you, because you're unique. But the system, parents, school, church, everybody wants you to fit in. And with this fit in, they tell you, you are not okay. And they said it, you are not okay. Very rarely they said, we love you always. Whatever you do, we will always love you. What you do, what you've not done, you always deserve love. But we don't like your behavior. Please behave here different, but we will love you anyway. But don't behave here. They didn't say it. And my child went to school, nobody, and most people I know, have the problem because they were programmed, you are bad, you are dead, and Jesus. So, or even the family, we are not those people. And then we create this persona and identify with something. And that is a problem as long you have this identification. You can make mindset change and whatever you want. You still have that. And you have the body chemistry. And if you go into new science, especially about dopamine, an interesting book about the hormone dopamine, how we have two areas in our brain, different areas. There's some part which helped us to create survival. If we are longing for something better, the next step. And then there's another part which is what I have to deal with now. And that is not so exciting. If you deal with the here and now, it's often not exciting because dopamine kicks in. If you go where you're not, then you have future. That's why we can be so excited for what will happen. Or we have a date. How can we be excited at home already before the date? And if we're in the date, we can be so excited going in a restaurant, but when we're there and drinking and eating, it's not so good. You can be so much in love. Wow, there's a real partner. But then if the reality kicks in, dopamine is gone. If you're not connecting daily to something from higher value. And that's why when you identify yourself with sub-personality survival strategy, you have less and less dopamine and you have more and more stress and you're not creating something better. That's why the saying, the good is the enemy of the best. And here again, the best is always what is in your highest interest. What we don't know how really we assume that we have more incarnations, but maybe that's the only one. Or maybe that's the last one, if there were one. What kind of quality you want in the only one, in the last one? What is in your highest interest in this incarnation? What are you changing your time for? And we said it in another, you never pay with money. You always pay with your life because you invest your life to get the money. So if you buy something, is it worthwhile to invest your life for that? Understand that. Mindset is one thing. Here, we're going to a deeper level. What is really possible? And what are you trained? With what are you identified? So remember, there are two different parts in the brain. So the sub-personality will always try to keep you in one system, because if you take the energy away from that, the sub-personality is just an energy field, it's a construct. If you don't give the energy to it, Scott. And here again, if you really want to do and live something different, you need to put the energy on something and back, put your back to the old self-personality. If I use my example, that's just actors in the theater, the ensemble, go in the garderobe, go in the wardrobe, go away, leave, go behind the curtain. Don't come on stage anymore. And now I write a new script and define the new actors, how I really, really want it. So therefore, the daily question should be, what do you really, really, really want? And then, like Bob always said, go in the frequency of this goal. Be in the frequency, like in a radio station. You need to change your frequency and then the music comes and you don't need to do anything for the music. So it's not so much about the mindset. In the end, we can say we have in between talked about self-set, but the main thing is in this way, the frequency set. So where did you set the frequency so far? The cold drop, the hot drop of what you really, really want. So set your frequency on what you really want to be. And if you be it, then you will automatically do from there and have everything what you want. If you're on the right frequency, the universe conspires to give you everything what belongs to this frequency for the rest of life, for every day, for every moment, every second, that you can live your life with your highest priorities. And if you do this, then please share it with others. And then we make the world a better place to live. Be inspired. And if you like, follow me on YouTube, wherever in social media, and have an incredible, super good life. Live and use the abundance. Be inspired. Be part of winning for life. And goodbye.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. Stay connected, stay inspired.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.